Greetings and welcome to HVAC Chats, a series of HVAC episodes by Contracting Business and Endeavor Business Media. I'm Terry McIver, Editor-in-Chief of Contracting Business Magazine and Director of Content for ContractingBusiness.com. HVAC Chats offers insights by guest HVAC contractors into their business management challenges and successes, and we will also provide insight by leaders from various HVAC associations on topics of interest to contractors. Our guests have many years of experience, and we thank them for sharing their insights with you, their contractor colleagues. And we also thank you for tuning in to each new episode. Now on to the show. Hello, and welcome to this episode of HVAC Chats. I'm speaking to you today from the ACA 2024 conference in Orlando, Florida. My very special guest is Lee Rosenberg, co-founder and chairman of Rosenberg Indoor Comfort, now known as Rosenberg Plumbing and Air, out of San Antonio, Texas, a very excellent company with a great history in the HVAC industry. Lee Rosenberg was this week inducted into the Contracting Business HVAC Hall of Fame. It was a fantastic time, and we're just happy that Lee is with us. And he himself is excited as ever to still be in the HVAC industry. Welcome, Lee.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
It's great to be here.
Yes, sir. Good to speak with you. Your history is very great in the industry, Lee, and you were originally an engineer and worked in an engineering capacity for 8 years, and then events led to you are starting your first company, Metrotech Service Company, in June of 1986. How did that happen?
Well, I got to tell you, let me roll back just a tad. I left a totally different industry, and I was actually building and running manufacturing facilities in the wire and cable industry. And I kind of got tired of being told, you got to move here, you got to move there. So I decided to start. Ended up in upstate New York for a very short time. And a friend of mine said, back in San Antonio, said, I've got a friend in the air conditioning business, and he's looking for someone to drive sales and engineering. Well, I had never done sales, and I had never done engineering in the HVACR space. So I went to the library, and I checked out a book. And I figured, okay, I can do this. So I joined this guy in business, did sales and engineering, as I said, and took the company from about $1.25 million back, that was decades ago, up to about $9 million a year. And honestly, I really enjoyed it. I found out I was good in sales, good in engineering for HVAC. But I thought the company was kind of going in the wrong direction. So took a little sabbatical, and I was going to look into something maybe a little different. However, friends said, look, you're the greatest in terms of HVAC. Why don't you just start your own company? So my wife and I, Betsy and I, started Metrotech Service Company in 1986 during the most difficult times you could imagine due to the Texas economy. But it was very, very, very difficult. That's when we started, really, our own business as Metrotech, 1986.
That's fantastic. And from that point on, it was quite an adventure in how you went about growing that. And then eventually you got started in ACCA. How did that happen?
Well, I can tell you that I knew I could get some help. I had read about their ACCA mixed groups, and I got into a mixed group. And I was the little leaf on the tree. But I did learn. I learned from some very wise and smart contractors. And we took our company from being in the doldrums, which it was very clearly, and built it up and became quite profitable and continued to grow it till one day I was actually, someone suggested that I become part of the ACCA board. And I was put up, and I did win a little election and became part of the ACCA board. So now I had a mixed group, and I had a secondary mixed group of board members of ACCA on a national scale. And we continued to learn, continued to execute, and built the business up. And finally, it became very attractive during the first consolidation round, and we managed to sell the operation to Blue Dot Services. And that lasted a little while, and it became less fun. And then I started from there, and I co-founded Service Nation and served as chairman of the board for 10 years. But prior to my leaving the board, I co-founded Rosenberg Indoor Comfort, which is, of course, now Rosenberg Plumbing and Air, with my wife, Betsy, and my son, Michael. And Michael began as his role as president. I'm chairman, Betsy's vice chairman. We continue to build the company up very profitably. And the next journey started with the merger with Hometown Services. And we're enjoying that. So we continue to grow and build. But I have to give credit to my involvement with ACCA for many, many years. It has been a source of pride, a source of course, networking and learning. And it's just been great. It's been a great ride. I've been in the industry now for nearly 50 years. It'll be 50 years this coming August.
Lee, that's fantastic. And as well as being so successful in the business, you turn your attention to the need for improving standards across the industry. And part of that included working to improve or to put in place licensing in the state of Texas.
That is correct, Ari. Actually, my license number is 237. I think that's one of the oldest licenses. I think I was in the first round of testing, and now I believe it's somewhere up at around 18,000, I believe, more or less.
Wow.
But I've always tried to raise that level of professionalism, and you know, it's a difficult chore. I've served on the state Air Conditioning Refrigeration Licensing Board, was chairman for a number of years, and still have close contact with the Texas Department of Licensing and its leadership. And again, I've been involved locally, not on their board. I've been involved with the state Texas Air Conditioning Contractors Association. I was on the board years ago. I did serve as a local chapter president for a couple of terms. But I still attend meetings when I'm available. And again, we just keep struggling along, fighting for bring the level up on professionalism in our industry.
Yes. And two of your best friends are here this week, also past chairman, Stan Johnson and Larry Taylor.
Correct.
And I know that your work with licensing in the state of Texas was in somewhat of a in tandem with Stan's activity. You helped him with that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
and
great.
We still have, you know, we have a lot of licensed contractors. We have a lot of unlicensed contractors, those taking the exam for the first time. The passing grade is about 35%. So it's been an interesting ride.
Yes. A tremendous ride, really. Just excellent how you've stayed in the game and are still excited about it. When you accepted the induction into the Hall of Fame, your acceptance speech, you mentioned some information that contractors needed to know about related to financials. Could you give us some of that?
Sure. I've said for a very long time, it's one of my favorite expressions, and that is, you got to know your numbers cold. Meaning, in order to manage a business, if you have multiple departments, let's say residential and commercial and service and replacement, et cetera, or plumbing, you've got to be able to know at least your gross profit margins broken down by GL account in order to know how to judge how well you're doing, or if you have problems in one particular department, you can focus on that. But if you just have a single financial statement that shows your direct labor, other cost of sales lines, you don't know what needs some attention. So you got to know your numbers cold.
Absolutely. Well, Lee, you've been a great leader and influence to others in the industry. Thank you for that commitment, and welcome to the HVAC Hall of Fame.
Thank you. Thank you, Terry. Thank you to Contracting Business. We've been reading the magazine and contributing to our articles over the years, and it's just a wonderful space. Thank you.
We appreciate that.
Sure.
Thanks. And thanks for listening. That wraps up this episode of HVAC Chats. Thank you, as always, to our guests and to you, our beloved listeners. If this is your first time listening to HVAC Chats, be sure to subscribe in your favorite podcasting app. And if you are a regular listener, please share the podcast with your colleagues who would find our episodes valuable. Until our next episode, you can find us on contractingbusiness.com. This is Terry McIver. Have a great day, everybody.